Blog Talk Radio.
You're live. Jamarcus, you're live.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It's your boy DJ Avicii, and this is Fly Life Radio. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in today, man. I know I wasn't on the air last week, I believe, but, you know, more complications with the mom. We'll get into that a little bit later. I actually had a very special surprise for you guys. I have a bit of a protege I actually want to bring on and, you know, let him get the feel of everything pretty much today. But it seems like as of right now, his phone is a little bit messing up right now. So what I'm going to do is just rock out with you guys for a little bit here. We're going to go into a real quick few tracks, and then we'll also be right back with my boy Q93R from QLN Entertainment. He'll be here to tell us some, you know, a little bit about his music and everything. So let's go ahead and hop into a real quick track real quick, and we'll be right back.
Okay, which one?
Let's go ahead and hop into that OVO real quick.
OVO?
Xavier Jordan.
They say OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itchy. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itchy. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. I heard beat mills on the repeat, so I got a call from Jersey. He said he gon' need that job work, so I'm Houston for my city. I guess that weight I must carry might just bring my prey for many. October's very young, I guess these boys ain't fucking with me. Meme, he ain't got the body. I've already stated that hey, niggas gon' lie in the bullpen. This guy had already vanquished that. Dirty spread up in the gutter. OVO already tainted that. These niggas, I know they hated that. These niggas, I know they hated that.
OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here flopping like the last city from Diddy. They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy.
Getting bodied by a preacher, nigga. Oh Lord, nigga, oh Lord. Concord with the top four. Then let you know I got some bodies. OVO, we got some bodies. Jail up, yeah, we got some bodies. Fly like, yeah, we got some bodies. Niggas say murder for hobbies. Other words, they want honest show. Rain dough like it's Rondo. Diddy bop up in a poncho. Miami weather like a carno. Promethazine on a high note. Low and searching with the days low. Low and searching with the days low. Think you wanna let day go.
OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy. They said OVO's in trouble, so they told me bring the biggie. Notorious like Stephen when I'm coming with the itch. Had to slow it up just like it's Houston for my city. Cause these niggas out here popping like the last city from Diddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was OVO by yours truly, DJ Avicii, coming off my newest LP that'll be dropping soon. It's OVO's Assassination, so I'll most definitely be looking out for that, man. So We've actually got an awesome special guest coming right back from QLN Entertainment today. Let's go ahead and welcome my boy Q93R, which is one of their artists on the roster there. He actually has a lot of music he would like to talk about today. He got some new stuff dropping as well. So let's go ahead and give him a big welcome, guys.
What's up? What's up, y'all? What's up? How y'all doing? What's up?
What's going on? How you feeling today?
Man, every day is a blessed feeling. I can't complain. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, man, pretty good, man. Long weekend, but, you know, we getting through it.
I hear you. Understood.
Most definitely. So, you know, like I was stating earlier, I know you got some new music that you want to go ahead and talk about. Let's go ahead and dive right into that.
Yeah, I just had an EP that just dropped not too long ago. Actually, it just dropped on May 31st, last Tuesday. The EP is titled Unorthodox. And what the EP usually, what the title, the reason I chose the title Unorthodox is because I'm usually known for a way of rapping, a certain way of rapping, a certain style of rapping. And this time, you know, over the years, I've gone through situations where it's affected me tremendously. So I just try to take that emotion and just switch up my style and change up the flow and just try to give something that's not normal, not normally what I do, and just try to go outside the box and go outside the limit. You know what I mean? So that's what Unorthodox
right.
is. And basically, you know, the situations I've been through, they've only basically helped me consider this name Unorthodox. And when you take the emotion and you take the different style, you take the features, it came out to be a very nice collaborative EP. Very nice.
Okay.
No, I mean solo EP, but features. it just came out to be a nice, very nice EP. Real nice.
Okay. So how did the collaborations come about? You know, was it something that you already had planned on, or, you know, were you in the studio just listening to the beat, like, you know, hey, you know, his verse would go nice on here or anything like that? You know, how did those really come about?
Well, some of them, when I was to the beats, I was like, hey, well, you know, this person would be great for this beat and this person would be great for that beat. Some other parts, I just wanted to include, like, most of the all the QLN members, like, I want them to have some part in the EP, just know, just show people that we're gonna come up together as a group, and everybody in the group has a similar situation, probably has a similar situation or a similar feeling that I've had or do feel. So we all came together. It became like a natural collaborative process. Like, I'll give you an example. For one day, you know, I was doing one day, I was like, man, Jay Styles would be perfect, like, perfect for this beat. I hit him up, we discussed it, came out, boom. Now it's a real nice track, a real nice track. Shout out to Jay Styles for the track on one day.
Shout out to him, man.
Yeah, man. Like, shout out to everybody at QLM, but it just, the collaboration, man, it was natural. It wasn't nothing was too hard. Everybody was on the same page. And once people got, you know, once I picked people up, I asked them, you know, hey, you want to do this part? You want to do that part? You know, just, you know, have a little contribution. Everybody was
along
with it, so.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like that's kind of rare to find nowadays, though, really, you know, a group of artists that actually is on the same page, you know, because you get, you know, too many superstars or too many indie artists in one room, you know, there's bound to be some type of friction come sooner or later, you know, within a single, so.
Right, exactly. We're trying to get past that. We're trying to stay different from that.
Right,
keep the group as a whole.
One sec here. Also, you know, it seems like we got a few callers on the line as well. So, callers, I just want to let you know real quick that we'll be right with you guys. We're about to open up the line here. You know, I can go ahead and promote yourself or also ask, you know, our special guest today some questions. So, most definitely, we're about to open up the lines in a few. So, just give us one sec, guys. One sec. All right, you good to go. Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, Blackjay, let's go ahead and open up the line for the first caller then.
Okay, I got 971218. You are live.
Hello?
Yo.
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. How about
what's up,
you?
What's up?
I'm doing fantastic. I didn't know I was the first one on the line.
What's that?
I didn't know I was the first one on the line, so it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's ain't nothing wrong with that. Always a good thing.
Hey, it always is. Man. Hey, Quinn, how you doing?
Hey, I can't complain, brother. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Long day, but I'm all right.
All right. So, I mean, also, I know you're an artist as well as yourself. You know, if you got any music, you can most definitely let the people know as well where to find it at.
You can find it on SoundCloud, Audiomack, Bandcamp, and Reverb Nation at DJ Lowell HD. As a matter of fact, I am on Unorthodox as well on the last track, Resolution. I am the one who is scratching my ass on that track.
My man putting in work.
Wow,
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Sick, mind you, damn it. I was sick as hell when I did that track.
Yeah, it was. I remember the situation. He was sick at the time, man. The way he scratched the track, you really couldn't tell if he was sick or not because it came out real nice. And props, a lot of props to DJ Lone for that.
Man, pure talent. I told him, pure talent.
Pure talent,
thank you.
Yes.
Most deaf. So, I mean, also, you know, while we got you on the line, in case you want to ask, you know, cue any questions yourself personally, so.
I can ask me any question I want to ask during the day. So there's no point in me asking now. It's just, I'm talking about Orthodox. It's now, everybody going down with that and streaming, you will absolutely enjoy it. Okay? And as a matter of fact, I'm looking for some more work between me and him in the coming months as well.
Yes. Move that. Yes. We are in the process of making another, making a mixtape. Me and DJ Lone Wolf. Coming out soon. Don't worry. We're in the process of making it now. It will be out, and it will be something to look forward to. I guarantee
you. Oh,
yes. I guarantee you.
Oh, yes. I'm not sick right now, so, oh, yes, it'll be something all right.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. New heat. I hope you know y'all going to be dropping it by the station here.
Oh, I'll make sure of that.
Yeah.
I'll make sure of that.
Make sure.
Okay, that's what I'd like to hear.
Because everybody's going fucking quiet for no reason here. Make sure you check out QLN Entertainment on Facebook, Twitter, at QLNENT. Check out our SoundCloud, AudioMac, at QLNENT. I would shout out to Channel CR for dropping on Orthodox. That was a fantastic project. I am proud.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So tell me, right? So what was the hardest part of that process, or, you know, in creating the whole, you know, the whole mixtape and everything?
Just trying to differentiate the style because I'm usually known for a specific style or specific way of rapping and just trying to, learn to adapt to a new style, learn to, just go a different route because like I said, you know how when you become so used to something, sometimes it's hard to go a different direction. And that was just the test I was giving myself to see if I could go in another direction and still have the same, not the same style, but just the same decent wordplay and still able to at least perform at a high rate.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, outside of that, what would you guys feel like, you know, would be your biggest inspiration towards, you know, making the album?
Man, just life in general. I honestly can say, sometimes, you know, when you're going through a situation like, like for instance, back to business. That hits home on all the situations I've been through, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. When I made back to business, it just all my situations, you know, you get sick and tired of everything, you want a better life, and to have a better life you gotta work for it. And sometimes, you know, you could fall off a little bit, sometimes you can get caught up in daily life situations where you lose sight of what you really want or you lose sight of your priorities. It can knock you down for a bit. And back to business basically explains it's like you're getting refocused, and that's how it became inspirational to me, because it lets me know that, okay, I need to refocus, get back to where I left off so I can continue my process on where I want to be in the future.
Okay. So, I mean, outside, you know, throughout the process, you know, have you thought about reaching out to, you know, any other big names, you know, other big names within the indie industry or anything like that? Or, you know, did you really just have a concise circle that you just want to, you know, stick to?
Just for this project, I'm unorthodox. I just kept it in the circle, like within the QLN Entertainment Group, because it was a small tape, and I just wanted to feature. Since it was my first tape under QLN, I just wanted to include all the QLN members and just keep it within the group, just for the first one. But for future tapes, I will be trying to contact other indie artists.
Okay.
That's for sure. That's for definite sure.
Most definitely. Because, I mean, I would like to be on a track with, like, Derek Lewis, somebody like that. You know what I mean? I think that would most definitely be great, you know, and then also stepping stone, you know, in the progress, you know, within your career. So.
Right. And I would love to collab with other indie artists. I would love to, man. I would never say no. I would never say no to a collaboration. Never.
Most definitely. I'd like to hear that, man. So it seems like most definitely we got two other callers on the line right now, 270 and 675. So let's go ahead and open the line up real quick, Q, for 270, Black Joe. Let's go ahead and open that up.
413-270, you are live.
That would be me. Hello, guys. Hi, family. How are you?
My name is Jules.
Ann Jules here in the house. I'm good. How are you? Blessings to you all.
Thank you. We're pretty good. What's
good?
What's going on? You know, if you got any, you know, music or anything like that, Facebook page, go ahead and shout yourself out.
All right. Yeah. I'd like to make a shout out. First of all, I want to say a shout out to my family, Flipside. I've got a song called "The Forgotten Ones" with Judah Priest and Grand Surgeon. That's actually hosted by the Wu family, Wu Lords, Wu Tang Clan's children, their new generation, and that's being produced. That was produced by DJ Flipside, who is a part of the DJ Coalition for Wu Tang. And I've got a song on there that I did that is available. You can hear it off of my site on Facebook under Ann Jewels, AnnJewelz. I hail from Detroit. I was born in Detroit, and my family is from Detroit. So I got to give a shout out to everybody out there in Detroit.
D-Town, most deaf, big up.
D-Town, okay. Shout out to them.
Cool. So that's what's going on right now. I'm in collaborations with Judah Priest, and I've been talking to Old Dirty Bastard's son, YDB. I'll be talking to Jizza this couple weeks ahead. Just been, you know, collaborating with a lot of really talented people, and like that man who just left the air said he's open to collaboration. I am too, so.
Okay. When you get the music, go ahead, you know, just shoot it by the station. You know, you can check us out at Avicii on Facebook, and most definitely, you know, just send us a link and or, you know, anything like that. We can get it in rotation here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem.
To you all.
So, I mean, I mean, like I said, you know, that's no problem at all. You know, you're most definitely rocking out with DJ Avicii here, and we do, you know, do this show for most of the indie artists out there in the world, you know, because we do understand everybody doesn't have that, you know, that necessary budget for the platform. So, you know, we all, you're more than welcome anytime, anytime.
Sure, for sure.
Okay, I got
100.
The next caller.
All right, yeah, so most definitely go ahead and open up the line for them as well.
757-675.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good,
what's
pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing really good, doing really good. Obviously, my name is Quan Trail Hunter. I am the founder of Q&A Entertainment. I was interviewed last week, so obviously got my artist Q93R on the show this week. So, and we have a pro, and obviously he's promoting his project Unorthodox, which is out now for Bandcamp, AudioMac, and DatPiff. So go ahead and check that out. You can also go to our Facebook on facebook.com/QLNENT. We have all the links to the project. We'll post them as you guys are doing the interview. So just so everybody can see it, get a chance to download it, listen to it. A whole lot of work that we went into it. But so I'm really looking forward to what we can see with this project and what it builds towards the future as far as what Q93R is going to be doing.
Okay, so most definitely, you know, it's always good to have you back on the show as well there. You know, so how you been doing, you know, outside of, you know, the mixtape and everything like that?
We've been doing great. We got several other projects coming up. We also got Summer Launch coming up. I'm still going to be talking to Black Tier about that, but the competition we're doing for all indie artists, so anyone that's listening to the show right now, if you want a chance to expand yourself or get a chance to expand your brand or your opportunity, this is definitely a competition I would definitely be a part of. Coming up near the end of June, I believe the 20th. I still got to talk to everybody. But it's a collaboration with Blackout Radio, QLM Entertainment, and I believe Fresh Kids Entertainment. We're still working with that. But it's a competition that involves any artist can make any submission. Any artist that does a submission under a beat that we put out, and we're looking for Hottest 16. Kind of similar to the competition we did last time with Blackout Radio, the Outstar Those Bars competition, except this time it's much bigger and the prizes are bigger. I believe the prizes are a interview with Blackout Radio. We're just kind of going off of improvising right now. Interview with Blackout Radio, a Summer Launch mixtape opportunity, and with Fresh Kids, we got a chance to do a concert in Vermont. So,
So this is really huge.
And Q9PR is also going to be one of the judges for the competition. We're still working out the details for the competition.
Yes, sir.
While I got you guys here, I actually want to ask a really quick question. You know, having a label owner and an artist there at the same time, I want to know, what do you guys, you know, or how do you guys feel about, you know, distribution, you know, deals and licensing and things like that?
Do you want to take this one, Kian? Do you think I should take it?
Cute, Quan, sure, that's all you, brother. Go ahead.
I'm about to say he's the artist. I want to see. Okay, anyway. Well, I mean, as far as distribution goes, I mean, I feel it's really important to have a network to where you can actually be able to distribute copies of music, because now we're getting into an age where a lot of people still are using the CD players, or people are still using, I don't think anyone's using cassette tapes no more. I pray to God no one's using that. Well, I don't blame them if they do. You know, that's probably the only place you're going to find any old music up there is up there, or the vinyl. The vinyl's surprisingly being used, though. That's shocking me. But but it's good to have all that. But some people still use CD discs, and sometimes with distribution, you know, you want to be able to have a network where you can distribute that music on all platforms, so that way anyone can get your music. So distribution is really important. I think there's several outlets where you can do it. We're just figuring out kind of where we want to have our distribution held. But, you know, currently right now we're kind of more focused on digital format than than a physical format.
All right,
format.
And just real quick, Q, I just want to make a real quick PSA. I just want to let the last two callers on as well know, 659 and 705, we do see you guys on the line as of right now, so just hold on real quick. We most definitely have it opened up for you guys, all right? All right, my bad about that, Quantrill.
Oh, okay, no, you're fine. Yeah, we have a digital format that we're focusing on right now, and we're just kind of building. And you know, I feel the physical format will come into play, but I think by that time, now a lot of people will be going to the stores for the CDs, because nowadays you can go to even there are some people that are just like I hate to spend money, so they're going on all these bootleg sites and are just grabbing all these CDs. I know what y'all doing. You all going to Philly.net. Going to all these torrent sites, and you're just copying the CDs, which is fine, but it doesn't support the artist, because how can the artist make the music if you're not buying the actual CD, And I think that still counts, but I think with our format, we're more digital, so in order to get our stuff, you have to buy our stuff literally from the online site. I mean, yeah, someone can go up in there and repost it, but it depends on how big you support the artist, and I think that's the focus there. The artist has to build their foundation first, and then the distribution comes out later on, as you continue to build the base. If you have a dedicated fan base, it shouldn't matter how much stuff you release. You know they're going to download it. You know they're going to buy it. You just have to have that rhythm, and I think when distribution plays a part in that, it plays a part in the rhythm as far as how an artist can build themselves and go from a digital marketplace to now, we're selling records, we're selling actual copies, we're moving shit.
Right.
So, it's just more or less the difference between, what format we go for. But I do feel now that in today's music market, I think everybody's going for digital. That way you don't have to hold on to it. It's all going to be on your phone. It's all going to be on an iPad. No one has to hold on to it. You can sync it anywhere. So I think that's where we're heading towards. It's starting to die out slowly with the CDs, but I mean, CDs will still be there. So I mean, I think we have to keep. I think that's important, just as much as the digital is the physical. So I think distribution, still, depending on what market it is and how you market it yourself, is important. But you just have to time it correctly. I think that's the main thing.
Okay. So, one of the reasons I did ask, is because I had a lot of people email me, and stuff about it, and they were asking me questions about it. So I told them, I would most definitely, get an artist and hopefully, a label owner on at the same time, if that ever does come around. And, so happened it did, I would most definitely, ask that question and see what type of feedback I get, for the listeners out there. So, I do appreciate that. But, you're most definitely right. It really comes down, to how you really, market yourself in what way, you feel like you really want to put the marketing in. So.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's just
pretty
much that's
how
it is.
Exactly. So, let's go ahead. I don't want to keep you guys on too long. We most definitely still got, two other callers on the line. I want to make sure everybody, gets a pretty good equal chance real quick to get everything in real quick, That way we can go ahead and hop right back into the interview with our Q93R here.
Yeah. Bring more people on. Bring more people on. Tell anyone that comes on, just yell Unorthodox. I want that name to be out there. I just want to feel that name.
Yes, sir.
Every time you come on the line, just say Unorthodox and then ask Kenan 3 hard question.
Oh, man. No problem at all.
You guys can hear me?
All right.
Black Chill, let's go ahead and open up the line for the next caller there.
540705. Hi, good evening, guys. This is Kelly McCone. Or not Unorthodox, is that what we're supposed to be saying?
You got it right.
But look, I'm up here in Virginia. I'm a little up north from you guys, down south of you guys. But I apologize for not looking a little more into what the radio lineup is tonight. I generally call in on the, Black Tier, on his Blackout show on Tuesday nights. But I see this is something that's coming off of his board, so I'm just interested in, basically anybody that's taking part with him. Is this going to be something that QLN is guesting with, or is this QLN a regular thing for them? What is this an affiliation, this time slot?
I mean, as of right now, they're just guest starring. I mean, pretty much my interviews for today, you know, they do come on. You know, we do have a pretty good lineup of their artists, you know, that do come on pretty regularly here. You know, it's pretty much like a home basis for all indie artists. So.
Okay, word. So it's just kind of a, you're going to call it a home base for any artist. You're kind of just networking. Is that what we're going with here?
Pretty much, pretty much.
And is this Quantrell that I'm speaking with?
DJ Avicii here.
Okay, word. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I've spoken briefly with the QLM people, but a few mostly table talk on air, that kind of thing. But I need to get a little more serious about what's going on there because I'm getting ready to head back out to the shore for a couple of weeks, and I've got some artists out there, and I'd really like to talk with them. They do such, you know, professional-looking work with their, you know, their flyers and things like that. And, you know, and I like some of the things I see on Facebook that they, you know, that the man talks about there. So, you know, just wanted to let everyone know, you know, hello, good evening, that kind of thing from Northern Virginia. And, you know, I'll be out on the East Coast soon, out to Vibe Beach area. I'm going to be in touch with your QLM people. And thanks for having me on tonight. And I'm just going to stay in the queue for a little bit because I'm trying to get a feel of what your show's like so I can give some of my artists, you know, heads up if it's something they might want to get involved in.
Well, that's no problem at all. That's no problem at all. So, I mean, most definitely. Again, you know, this is DJ Avicii. You are rocking out with Fly Life Radio as of today. We are on every Sunday between 6 and 9 p.m. So, I mean, most definitely, you're welcome every Sunday. Well, every Sunday.
All right. Thanks for your time, guys.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right there, Q. So most definitely, hey, there you go. More artists right there, you know, to collaborate on your future mixtapes, man.
For sure, man, for sure. I can't wait. We got have the opportunity coming ahead of us.
I got two new ones that came in. You want to let them on?
Yep, go ahead and let them on the line.
313-659, you are live.
What's good, y'all?
What's going on?
Yeah, y'all know who it is. Ooh, young kiddo, man. Young Money Dollar.
How you feeling today, kiddo?
I'm good, man. I just dropped two videos. One the other day, one yesterday. It's terrifying, bro. It come out with, like, a big old tunnel, and it's dark. It's real dark, man. You got to see it, man.
Okay. I believe you got some new music dropping as well very soon, right?
Not this moment, say that, but it will be coming, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can most definitely let the people know about that as well if you want.
It's just gonna be a couple of singles I dropped before I move on to some other stuff. But yeah.
Most definitely. So I mean, you know, we got, you know, my boy Q93R coming through from QLN Entertainment today, you know, rocking out with us here. So, you know, we're talking about his new mixtape coming out on, you know, Unorthodox. How do you feel about that? I mean, if you got any type of questions or anything you want to ask about the process of, you know, how everything got started or, you know, even leading up to now, you're more than welcome.
Do you collab with people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. All the time. Anytime.
That's what's up, man. Maybe one of these days we collab, man.
Oh, yeah. Just let me know. I'm always down for opportunity, man. Down to collab. Always down.
For sure. Yeah, man.
You said that you're gonna be releasing new music soon, or you're gonna be a few.
Not this moment because I'm taking a break off for a Red Eye Image album. So yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I'll be on when everything. I'm gonna keep a lookout for that.
Yeah, Red Eye Image is out right now. Y'all go stream it. I know you have streaming Avicii.
Yeah, most definitely. We actually had that on not too long ago, so.
For real?
Yeah, most definitely.
Good.
I'm not sure if you heard it or not, so.
You had it on last Sunday or something?
What's that?
You had it on last Sunday or something?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about the music that you did send to me. I had that rotation.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you that Red Eye Image song. And, yeah, go look at the video, too, man. It was crazy.
All right, most definitely. Look, let's go ahead and shoot me an email with everything inside with the link and all, and I'll most definitely get that up and running for you. I'll go ahead and get that shared for everybody, all right?
All right, man.
All right. So most definitely, you already know, stay on the line here. Let's go ahead and open up the line to the next caller there. Every Sunday between 6 to 9, man.
I'm about to go watch the game, man.
Okay. I'm missing it right now. You got to let me know who's going to win, man, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You already know Curry going to get this. They got this, man.
Oh man, most definitely. Well, you have fun with that, man. We'll holler at you later. Appreciate you stopping through, all right, kid? All right,
man.
100. All right, Black Bear. Let's go ahead and open up the next line there.
Oh, that's it for now.
Okay. So what I want to do real quick, Q, I want to go ahead and hop into a real quick track really quick. Because your boy got like a monster headache right now, so I need to go, take something real quick. So let's go ahead, hop into this track really quick. It's by Yours, truly featuring my boy G Thotty, Liquid Gold, and we'll be right back with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Smack ass around, feel the pussy getting tighter when she coming on my dick and my soul like a felt. Grab it by the dick.
Fortune.
Shawty got that $1 million. Liquid gold. Shawty got that $1 million. Liquid gold. Shawty got that. Going open that thing up and let me bust a bando. If I count your dreams, I can tell you I'm commando. Don't believe in dreams, but baby girl, put that ass in position. Don't count your sheets, but baby girl, you know I'm here for destruction. Yeah, get that $1 million got it. You got that $1 million got it. You got that $1 million, liquid gold.
Shawty got that $1 million, liquid gold.
Shawty got that $1 million, liquid gold. Shawty got that up, down, not turn it over.
$1 million ass like $1 million dream for $1 million nigga. Shorty drop the fan like a stripper. Ball made boots, she a killer in the bed, I'm a drunk. Smack ass around, feel the pussy getting tighter when she coming on my dick and my soul like a felt. Grab it by the neck when a nigga deep in it. Kiss the pussy when I'm done, cause a shorty ain't a quitter when I dove in. I'm the nigga who she call her, who she fiend for. In the mall, walk around with the wings on. We gon' ball out now, got them G's on. Grab the ass from the front, get my T's on. When I get it to the crib, I'ma please her. Throw on the bed, baby girl, take them jeans off. Know the stroke ain't crazy, give it to her hard, knock her knees off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was yours truly, DJ Avicii, featuring my boy God Dottie. That was Liquid with Gold. That is actually coming off of my upcoming EP, OVO's Assassination. So I'll most definitely be looking out for that. I'll let you guys know when that's coming through. Oh, man. So, I mean, I'm feeling a lot more better now. I got some water inside of me. Got some leave inside of me, man. I feel wonderful. All right, so let's go ahead and hop back into it really quick. It does seem like we're almost coming out of time real quick. So let's go ahead and hop back into the interview real quick with my boy Q93R, coming from my boy Quantrill's label, QLN Entertainment. So most definitely shout out to them and everything they've been doing. So let's go ahead and hop right back into this unorthodox mixtape you got coming out, man.
Yes, it's already out.
See, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't got it right now, y'all sleeping, man. Y'all sleeping. Most definitely,
yeah,
I'm trying to tell y'all. Man, so most definitely, I really want to go ahead real quick, give everybody a real quick apology. You know, that's not how I usually start out, you know, radio show. But like I said, man, I had a killer headache trying to recover from this long weekend your boy didn't have. Oh, man, it's been sadness here and booty there. So most definitely it's been one long weekend. But most definitely, man, so like I said, let's go ahead and hop back into this unorthodox. So most definitely let people know where they can find it at as well.
You can find it on, excuse me, you can find it on DatPiff. You can find it on Audio Mac or Bandcamp, as Quantrill said. It's called Unorthodox. I am your man, Q93. You can find it under QLN Entertainment. And ours will be Q93R, which is me. And you, like I said, I'll repeat it one more time. You can find it on DatPiff, Audio Mac, or Bandcamp.
100. So what do you feel like is your most favorite track out of the whole entire, you know, out of the whole entire mixtape, man?
Oh, man, it's hard to choose. It is hard to choose because each song has this. Each song just has different aspects, which makes me love the song so much, man. Like Back to Business, it could be the beat on Back to Business, on The Resolution with DJ Lone Wolf. It could be the lyricism on One Day. It could just be this whole song, man. Every song I've done has a certain aspect which no other song has, which makes the whole EP enjoyable. Every song has its own flavor. It's different from every other song. And that's what I was aiming to do, you know.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, looking now, you know, and then looking, you know, towards the near future, do you feel like any of the preference, you know, within the music that you make now is going to change? You know, do you feel like you're going to get a lot more political in things, or, you know, do you feel like you're going to just get a lot more playful when it comes to lyricism?
Honestly, I don't really see it changing, per se, because, you know, I like to do what works for me, no way I would change if it's not working for me. You can listen to a lot of opinions about how your flow is. You can listen to opinions about, okay, well, you should do that or you should do this. But at the end of the day, it's how you want it to be done and how you feel. Can't do somebody else's. You can't have somebody else's idea or perspective of you come to life if that's not your same perspective. You know, you got to go with your gut and your heart first. And, you know, not changing yourself, you know, not changing yourself, I think that's the best thing. If you stay natural instead of, you know, going off with somebody else's ideas or somebody else's flow that they came up with, doesn't seem as natural, you know. But mine is like, it's more natural, it's more, this is how I go about things when it comes to music. You know, that's just my personal opinion.
Okay, well, I mean, we kind of eye to eye on that as well. Like you said, you know, it's better to, you know, look at yourself, you know, pretty much as, you know, a role model when it comes to, you know, the preference of music instead of looking at somebody different, you know, like Future, you know, trying to be sounding like Designer or whatnot. So, I mean, we are actually pretty eye to eye on that. So.
Exactly. And most people try, you know, that's how most music is now, just trying to be like Future or Designer or be the top. Like, they feel like they need to copy, you know, other artists.
Yeah.
It's like, just be yourself.
Exactly. Just be yourself. What's so hard about that, man?
I have no idea. I've been trying to find someone to answer that question for me.
Oh,
okay,
man. When you find out, would you let me know? Let me know.
For sure. I got you.
Oh, man. So, I mean, let's go ahead and hop into, you know, the production and everything, you know, within Unorthodox, you know. How did the beat sequence and everything like that start up for you guys? You know, was it pretty much one set thing, or did you guys really go into the studio, you know, with the idea, like, you know, okay, this is the type of sound I want, you know, and this is the type of sound we want to go ahead and make, you know, whether it be, you know, Jamaican style or just, you know, pretty much underground hardcore hip hop, you know, how did that, you know, pretty much putting together that music really come about?
Right. Okay. I'm going to answer your question. It would actually be a little bit of both, because there were some beats in mind that we had in store for the project, but on the other hand, we did have discussions on what type of beats or what kind of beat was needed necessarily, or what type of beat should have been used necessarily for the project. So, you know, when we already have about, you know, one or two beats in mind, so that made the easy part. But when it came to discussions of what kind of beats should be used for the other songs, that's where, you know, the process got, not we'll say a little slow, but it got into detail, because we were trying to achieve a certain image and we were trying to provide a certain point with the EP. So the discussion, you know, the discussion got kind of long. We were just trying to make sure we were going about this the right way. You know, instead of just picking random beats, like, oh, okay, well, this is good. Well, yeah, we could just throw this on there. You know, it took a lot of thoughts and discussions to come out with the song, the beats, and the production beats that we have now.
Okay. Because, I mean, you know, one of the reasons I ask that is because, you know, I know a lot of artists would rather just, instead of, you know, okay, I want to go ahead and make this beat here, you know, from pretty much scratch, they just go out and, you know, purchase a beat or something like that and write to it. You know, and I personally feel like once you make a beat from scratch, that's something that, you know, is pretty much within the melodies of your feelings, you know, of that story that you're, you know, creating into, you know, that poem that you want to put on top of that rhyme. So, I mean, I personally feel like, you know, it's all one big, pretty much Christmas gift is what I would like to call
right.
it. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I mean, when you have that, I personally feel like you're a way better artist than, you know, just you pretty much using money to do everything, you know, use money to write your songs, use money to buy your beats, use money for this, use money for that. You know, you're actually taking your time and, you know, creating that music, you know, personally. So, hey, that's what's up, though. That's what's up.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Unorthodox, man, it's truly revolutionary, man. It's something that should be checked out. It's worth checking out. It's really worth checking out. Remember, y'all, Bandcamp, Audio Mac, and Dat Piff. Don't forget it.
No,
those are three choices.
Three choices. Oh, man. So, I mean, do you feel like, you know, within the near future that you would pretty much be expanding the formats that you guys are currently on as of right now? Or, you know, do you feel like that you're pretty, you know, consistent, you know, within what do you guys, you know, what are you guys working with as of now?
Oh, I'm more than very sure that we're going to be expanding in terms of ideas and whatnot. Because sometimes, you know, certain ideas can get played out. In this music industry, you do have to, you know, at least, you know, I won't say reproduce, but you do have to come up with new material. You know, it can't be just the same old thing because it's going to get played out. Sometimes you have to switch it up a little bit, like keeping your old style, but just add like a little new flavor into it, you know? Like, okay, you know, it's still the old natural me, but I'm just switching up just a little. You know, when you're opening new ideas, it keeps your product very fresh. Very fresh. That's the reason why, you know, people like Jay-Z or Drake or Lil Wayne, they've been able to stay relevant throughout the years. Even though he hasn't been a rapper for that like long as Lil Wayne and Jay-Z, he's been able to stay relevant through the years. And that's what we're trying to achieve, basically.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a good thing there. So, I mean, do you feel like you would be able to handle, like, an international world tour, you know, if you would be able to as of right now, you know, just from Unorthodox alone? Or, you know, do you feel like you would rather, you know, just work on your music a little bit longer and things like that before, you know, you want to go ahead and expand that format and put yourself on that type of platform?
Well, first things first, if I was getting an international world tour right now, I'd take any song. I'd take one song and perform it. That was the case. Man, it don't matter. It's a tour. I'll pack my bags up right now. Be ready to go. But in terms of having, you know, I could do it with just the EP alone. It needed to be. But my personal opinion, like, I guess, you know, when I go to different cities and different countries, I want to have different songs and different material to give to the fans. Instead of the same exact thing every time. But if the situation came, like you said, the situation, like if I was ready to go now, then yeah, I'll take the EP. I'll take the EP and get ready to go with everything. I'll perform with what I got.
Okay.
All day, man, all day.
All day. That's what I'm talking about. My boy putting in hard work, man, most definitely. But, I mean, that's what QLN has is a bunch of assassins, and people don't notice that yet, so... Man, so I mean, you most definitely got big fans here, man. Big fans all the way.
For sure, I appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to all the fans of QLN. Shout out to Oz, man.
You already know, man. Fly Life Radio, man. We do it big. We do it big all the time, man.
Hey,
so
shout out to y'all.
100. Appreciate it. All the love and support, man. So, I mean, outside of that, you know, who was producing and engineering on the tracks here, you know, on Unorthodox, I'm sorry, tongue twisted.
No, you're good. As you know, Quantrell, leader of QLN, he's had some, he had a little bit of contribution, and Jay Styles also had a little contribution, but just mainly me, Quantrell, and Jay Styles who contributed in terms of audio engineering and mastering towards the whole EP, making sure it was correct. Just us three, basically.
Okay. So it seems like you're a really, really hands-on artist when it comes down to, you know, pretty much the production level.
Yeah, because when you want things done a certain way, I'm not trying to knock any other producer or anybody else in the music industry, but sometimes when you want your music to sound a certain way, you're the only one that could achieve that because it's coming from you. Now, that's just my opinion. Like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to knock any other producer out there, but I just like my things to sound a certain way where you can listen to what I'm saying, but you can also vibe. You can also have like a good vibe to it. Like, you can nod your head and just nod along with the beat while you're listening to it, you know? So it's... That's what me personally, that's how I, you know, look at things. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, that's most definitely a big thing. There's, it does show, you know, what I talk about all the time on the show is that originality. It does show that you have that homegrown originality, what we all like to see there. But just really quick, it does show that we do have another caller on the line here towards the end of the show. 556, I believe you are live. Caller, you are live.
You're live.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one more time, 313-556.
Don't say it. Don't tell me somebody got scared. Uh-oh. Somebody's scared of being on the radio. Well, it's all good. It's all good. So, most definitely, all callers, you know, whenever you guys call in, most definitely stay on the line. We always open up for you guys, you know, because we do love you guys. You guys do make us, you know, even the artists, you know, the label owners, you know, production and graphic designers that do come through the show, you know, you guys do make us. So, you know, most definitely from the bottom of our hearts, we do appreciate that. So, you know, again, whenever you guys do call in, just most definitely stay on the line and, you know, we'll open it up for you guys. So.
Yeah, be patient, y'all. Be patient. Just be patient. You're coming. Don't worry. Your time will come.
Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Oh, man. So let's go ahead and hop right back on into it. So I know that you were stating to me, though, about, you know, the production and everything. Like I was stating, though, you know, it does show that you do have that originality, and I do feel like, you know, that's something that they will, you know, they will see, you know, on the mixtape here on Orthodox. So, you know, if you haven't heard it, most definitely hurry up, go out and get it, you know, go out and go ahead and download it, all that good stuff. You know, Audio Mac most definitely seems to be a big, bigger platform than most, you know. So, you know, if you're a really big Audio Mac fan, make sure, you know, that you go in there and download it. You know, like he said as well, from Bandcamp as well, you guys can download it there. You know, especially if you love that original sound coming from, you know, the underground indie world. So most definitely check them out. QLN Artist Q93R on Orthodox, you know, is really, really booming off the streets right now, and we most definitely do appreciate that, you know, the pretty much the dope ass music that they do put out as, you know, hard working indie artists. So salute to all indie artists out there that's grinding. Most definitely, you know, we do got y'all back, and we do support you guys. So
for sure, appreciate the support.
No problem at all, man. No problem at all. So, I mean, it does show that we are pretty much coming towards the end of the show here. You know, so, I mean, if you got anything, you know, that you want to most definitely tell the fans, you know, let people know just in general about, you know, Unorthodox, or, you know, just about the indie rap world, period, you know, as far as in from your perspective there. I mean, you most definitely got the time, so.
I just want to say a quick thing. You know, I know that a lot of people, a lot of rappers, they're indie artists. They're thinking, you know, why not me? Why can't I make it? Why can't I, you know, do what I do? And at the same time, I know that any artist that say that, they want to give other people a chance. And that's all I'm saying. Just, you know, just give me a chance. Like I would give, you know, I'm willing to give anybody a chance for collaboration or anything. And I'll actually just give it a chance. Give it a listen. You may like it, you know. I understand some people may not like, you know, some people may not like the music, but for the most part, the reviews I've gotten, most people like the music. So it's just give it a chance. See what you may get, you know. You may end up becoming a huge fan of it. You never know until you just give it a listen. And that's all I really got to say. Just give it a chance. Nothing else. Plain and simple.
Most definitely. Remember, like you said, just give it a chance.
And remember, y'all, like I said, just all you gotta do is take 2 minutes. Go on Audio Mac, Bandcamp, DatPiff. Type in on, you know, Q93R Unorthodox. You want QLN Entertainment? Just look it up and just listen to one song. You know, just give one listen. That's all you gotta do. Just give one listen.
For real, man. So, you know, I'm most definitely going to go ahead and take the time out to say shout out to QLN Entertainment, and most definitely shout out to my boy Q93R. for, you know, sliding through Fly Life Radio today, rocking out with your boy DJ Vichy and all the dope, amazing fans that do come through. I do want to go ahead and say thank you to all the callers we had calling today. You know, today was a pretty much slow start there. You know, I was, like I said, I was still coming through from the weekend. So, you know, again, I do apologize for that. And also, it seems like I wasn't able to get, you know, my protege on, but hopefully we'll have him on next week. It seems like he was having a bit of technical difficulties coming from his end as well. So, most definitely shout out to that man as well. But again, you know, make sure you guys go out, check out Unorthodox, you know, Dat Piff, Bandcamp, and also Audio Mac as well. You know, make sure you guys go out, check that out. Like he said, give it a chance, download it. You know, everything's good about it. You know, I've heard it personally, and I think, you know, I personally think the shit's dope out of, you know, most of the shit, you know, I get in my email daily. So, you know, again, shout out to my boy Q93R and Quantrell as well. We'll see you next week as well, partner. So most definitely, if you got any last words, you can go ahead and let them know real quick, you.
All right, like I said, just give it a chance. Check it out on Dat Piff, Audio Mac, Bandcamp. We're checking out Unorthodox, Q93R, QLN Entertainment. Shout out to Fly Lift Radio, Blackout Radio, everybody for, you know, letting me come on and do my thing. So I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Most definitely. And shout out to Black Fear as well, man, for most definitely giving me the opportunity and, you know, making this all happen for me. So I do appreciate it coming from you as well, big dog.
Yes, sir.
Right,
sir.
No problem at all, man. So most definitely, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show with one of my favorite tracks here. My boy Jay Savage, Risk It All, coming out of Rockford, Illinois. Right now he's in ATL, so shout out to the ATL. But most definitely coming from Rockford, Illinois' very own Jay Savage, Risk It All. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. This is your boy DJ Avicii, and we are signing out.
Peace.
She say I'm that nigga, different from these niggas. Tired of all these bitches, thinking I'm they nigga. Got them all up in they feelings, but we really know who's winning. All these bitches jealous, all these niggas jealous. I don't give a fuck, baby, I'll risk it all. I'll risk it all for you. I'll risk it all for you. You do what they don't, I do what they want. And you know it. And we're never alone, cause I keep it close. And we know it. And if that nigga try me, then I'm up and fall. And he know it. And that's why I keep it real with you. Even if it hurt, I keep it true with you. So she just want a nigga she can call, ayy. When her back is all against the wall, ayy. Maybe I'll risk it all, yeah. All you gotta do is call me. She just want a nigga that's saucy. And I just want a nigga that's bossy. Maybe I'll risk it all, yeah. All you gotta do is call me. Just want somebody to treat her like somebody. You don't need nobody, girl, I'm that somebody. She just wants somebody to kiss all on her body. I just want somebody to be here right beside me.
Save my life like a movie, cause of all these groupies, but they don't mean shit. And I've been on a mission, you've been in the kitchen. Love how you work your wrist. I lose all my bitches, you lose all your niggas, but we'll take that risk. Riding with this pistol and my ill suspended, but girl, I risk it all for you.
But she just want a nigga she can call, ayy. When her back is all against the wall, ayy. Baby, I'll risk it all, yeah. All you gotta do is call me. She just want a nigga that's saucy. And I just want a nigga that's bossy. And baby, I'll risk it all, yeah. All you gotta do is call me.
Call me when you want me. Call me when you lonely. And girl, I risk it all. Girl, I risk it all. Baby, no, I'm saucy. And And I know you bossy. That's why I risk it all. That's why I risk it all. She just wants some.